Welcome to Israel 18 News at 9 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Tonight, across Israel, the weather remains mild, with clear skies over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Haifa and Be'er Sheva are experiencing similar pleasant conditions. A warm night ahead for those stepping out. Here are today's headlines. First, Hezbollah steps up rocket fire on northern Israel as five IDF divisions press deeper into southern Lebanon, reports Ynet from earlier today. Also, Iran claims they forced Israel to cease attacks in Beirut, according to Israel Hayom Hebrew from earlier today. Also, this hour, the IDF destroys a Hezbollah rocket launcher that fired from inside a Lebanese school, reports the Jerusalem Post from earlier today. Separately, a ceasefire with Iran teeters as the IDF continues operations in Lebanon, reports Forward from earlier today. And finally, U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance heads to Pakistan for talks aimed at ending the U.S.-Israeli conflict with Iran, as reported by JTA. Reaction has been swift on social media. UAE journalist Alawati posted just minutes ago that the UAE will reassess its regional partnerships and review national priorities. Meanwhile, Middle East underscore 24 reported movements of Hezbollah members across Lebanon, suggesting efforts to undermine potential negotiations with Israel. Firas Maqsad, a Lebanese political analyst, noted significant developments towards a ceasefire between Lebanon and Israel, writing just 11 minutes ago. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the escalating conflict in northern Israel, Ynet reports that Hezbollah's increased rocket fire has targeted areas like Nahariya and Safed. The IDF's deployment of five divisions into southern Lebanon signals a significant military escalation. This raises concerns over civilian safety and potential regional instability. Turning to Iran's claims about halting Israeli attacks in Beirut, according to Israel Hayom Hebrew, Tehran alleges it has influenced Israel's military decisions. This claim, if true, could impact ongoing negotiations between the two nations. The situation remains tense, with potential diplomatic repercussions. Meanwhile, the IDF's destruction of a Hezbollah rocket launcher inside a Lebanese school highlights the ongoing conflict's complexity. As reported by the Jerusalem Post, the IDF criticizes Hezbollah's use of civilian infrastructure for military purposes. This incident underscores the challenges of protecting civilians amid military strategies. On the diplomatic front, the ceasefire with Iran appears fragile. The Forward reports continued IDF operations in Lebanon despite ceasefire talks. The closure of the Strait of Hormuz adds a layer of economic tension to the military conflict. The situation remains volatile with global implications. Finally, U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance's visit to Pakistan aims to mediate the conflict. As reported by JTA, these talks could be critical in seeking a permanent resolution. The outcome may significantly affect U.S.-Middle East relations. Turning to business and markets, first, Greece plans to ban social networks for those under 15, as reported by Mariv Business. This move aims to address digital concerns affecting teenagers and will commence next year. Separately, businesses in northern Israel continue operations despite conflict, as Israel Hayom Business reports. Entrepreneurs show resilience, viewing their efforts as a form of modern Zionism amidst ongoing challenges. And finally, CTEC reports that NFX has launched a one-week investment program to support Israeli startups during wartime. This initiative focuses on early-stage companies navigating the current economic climate. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 10 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.